You know, I was just thinking about how the Jezebel spirit might have got embedded in a person, the demon. This is wild. So when that person was a child, something happened. Whether it was a parent or a sibling, a brother or a sister, either they abused the brother and sister, or they got abused by the brother or sister or the parent, or something was going on in the household that people overlooked. And instead of them, instead of somebody fixing it, they said, okay, I'll just blackmail you. And I think they thought, well, this is where I can take over and take control, you know? And so that Jezebel spirit learned early on in life that they could blackmail people and get people in trouble. It could have been a parent, could be an uncle, it could be anybody in that little close-knit family unit. And so they learned that the blackmail or the control or the intimidation got their way. And so instead of them dealing with the bitterness of being abused or whatever, or they abused people, either they were abused and they used it to control people, or they were just pure evil from the get-go and they abused people and then said, I'll flip it on you and make you look like the person. The projection, you know. Instead of admitting how evil they are, they projected on their... Instead of admitting how evil they are, they projected onto somebody else and then used blackmail against them. That's one possibility. There's a multitude of possibilities. I'm going to ask AI and I'll upload it to the description underneath in the comment section. What would traumatize a person to become? We know it has to do with insecurity and pride. What childhood thing would traumatize somebody to become a Jezebel their whole life, who wants control, like the Pharaoh or like Ahab's wife, Jezebel, or the Pharaoh or the legalist? What is it that they found out that they want to be legalist, control people? Because when you walk away, you're healthy and you see they're not healthy, and you walk away and say, I ain't getting a part of this, bye. See, you wouldn't want to be. And then like the Moses left Egypt and they didn't want, the Pharaoh didn't want them to leave. And so they chased them down. So then they start to chase you because they're the ones guilty, you know.